Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila. Today we are going to have a conversation with the Pacific Corporation Foundation. We've got Linda Kawa and Susana Suisuiki. Ladies, welcome to Well with Anahila. What we will do is we'll get you guys to introduce yourself, and then we've got some questions really just to show people, inform people about what, you know, what's Pacific Corporation Foundation. So welcome, Linda. If you can give us a little introduction about yourself.
Thank you, Anahila, and thank you for inviting us to your show.
Thank you for being here.
We really appreciate that. So my name is Linda Kawa, and I'm the Program Development Manager at the Pacific Corporation Foundation. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Solomon Islands, and yeah, I've been with PCF for nearly, well, more than 2 years now.
Okay.
So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and how long have you left home on Solomon Islands?
Oh, well, prior to coming to joining PCF, I was working in Fiji for the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat for about 7 years.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's probably nearly 10 years
away from home.
But of course, I did visit, you know, family times, but. Yeah. Not for a while.
Not for a while, eh? Because we've had COVID now for over a year here in Aotearoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome, Linda. And we have Susana Suisuiki, might be a relation because we have the same name. But Susana, introduce yourself, please.
Kia ora and talofalava. I'm Susana Suisuiki, and I'm the Marketing and Communications Manager at Pacific Corporation Foundation. Like Linda here, I've been working at PCF for over 2 years now. I'm a Kiwi-born Samoan, but I have family ties also in Niue and Tonga. And although, you know, I may be a Kiwi-born, my roots and my pride will always be in the Pacific region.
Oh, yeah, oh, thank you, Susana, and talofa, falofalayatu, malo eleleng. Welcome to Well with Anahila, ladies. So I came, it was an honor for me to come and have lunch, share a lunch with the group of interns that I think a couple of weeks now that I was there. It was a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so probably if you'd like to talk us, share, well, maybe, what is the Pacific Corporation Foundation?
Mm.
And if you can share with us, what is the interns? There was a group of interns and I came and had an opportunity to have a conversation with. They can share the program with us. So, yeah.
Mm. Yes,
Linda,
what's
the Pacific Corporation Foundation?
Yeah, so the Pacific Corporation Foundation is actually a non-governmental organization.
Mm.
We are based in Auckland. We are particularly funded by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade.
Mm-hmm.
And our mandate is, you know, well, we basically develop and implement economic development and social cultural initiatives in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of the internship program that we have been implementing, that started about nearly 6 years ago. It started in 2015. So the group that you met with, that was the sixth, you know, lot that we facilitated internships for them. So basically, it's actually a partnership between PCF and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade.
Mm.
And that's because the interns are students who are on scholarship and are funded by the New Zealand government through the ministry.
All right, so these students, I noticed when I was there were other agencies there. There was like a Ministry of Transport, there was Waikato Tainui there as well. So the students are students here in New Zealand or are students from overseas?
They are from the Pacific region.
They're from the Pacific countries, and there's a scholarship that they come from. That's how they arrive here in Aotearoa.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So they're here on a scholarship, so they're supposed to be returning home at the completion of their programs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So probably I'll just say a bit more about the program. So the purpose of the program really is to provide undergraduate students with professional work experience with reputable New Zealand companies and government organizations. And this is also an opportunity that would enable them to develop professional networks and improve their readiness, the intense readiness to enter employment on return to their home countries. So the program targets especially second-year undergraduate students and those who may be in their third or fourth year but are not graduating at the end of the semester two.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, you know, prior to the... also, well, we normally put out a call for applications in the first half of the year. And prior to students being interviewed, we have to submit the list to MFAT, you know, for review. And then we take it from there in terms of, you know, securing host agencies. But then we have to, you know, again, submit a list, the final list of students that we have offered internships to, to MFAT.
Well, thank you, Linda. It's good to know how New Zealand, we as a country, are supporting our neighbours, and part of that is offering scholarships and work experience for students. And they, once they complete their studies, then they go home.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, are there some examples of students who have successfully completed their internship and that they've gone home? What feedback are you receiving from the students?
So we've recently circulated a survey to all of our PCF interns or alumni that we referred them to. And if I can just give one example of one student that... that has come through our program. She was from the Solomon Islands. She came to New Zealand and was studying at Victoria University. And through our internship program, we managed to get her a placement with MB. And at the completion of her internship, you know, she's graduated and has gone back to the Solomon Islands. And, you know, it's rewarding to see that she's now secured a role with the New Zealand High Commission office in Honiara as a research and communications intern. And, you know, seeing success stories like that, I guess it's rewarding for us because it's so fulfilling to know that we were part of their journey here in New Zealand.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Susanna. And do you, once they return home, do you maintain connection with the students? Or so you said you've got a survey out, but does the program ends when the student return to their home island, home country?
Yeah. Yes. Normally, it ends, you know, as soon as we complete the internship program, but. Recently, we've decided that we should try and, you know, get in touch with all our alumni. You know, that's why, as Ms. Susanna has mentioned earlier, we have actually posted a survey online, inviting, you know, former interns to fill the survey so that we can, you know, try and connect with them and see, you know, how we can probably do something together in the future. So, yeah, so that's where we are right now.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. So, this is the sixth cohort of interns that's come through. What? So, the organization, is it a big organization? How many people are there?
At the moment, in the Auckland office, we have about five staff, and then we have another office in Wellington where we have two staff.
So, if you were to share what you do at PCF, what's the thing that you like most about working at PCF?
Yeah, thank you for that question. You know, for me, because, you know, I think over the past, well, nearly, well, 10 years now, you know, I have been working I have worked for organizations that, regional and support, you know, several countries in the Pacific. So coming to PCF, you know, it's looking at, you know, the situation in the Pacific, you know, from another perspective, and again trying to provide that support to our people from this side of the world.
So when you're talking regions, you're talking about the Pacific region,
as a whole. So, you know, I am passionate about seeing our people in the Pacific doing well in life, you know, and for them to experience, you know, an improvement in their well-being. So that's why, that's one key thing that, you know, excites me in the current role that I am in, you know, with the Pacific Corporation Foundation.
Thank you, Linda. What about you, Sana?
You know, PCF has opened so many connections for me. You know, from a comms perspective, I love, you know, capturing everyone that we get to meet through PCF and just sharing their journeys or learning about why they're on a certain journey. You know, just as I mentioned before, there was one student from Solomon Islands. She talked about how she was born during the Solomon Islands
ethnic tensions.
Yes, ethnic tensions. Tensions, and so, you know, it's so wonderful to see where she's at right now in life. But also, you know, I've met other people who have shared their journey, you know, starting up small businesses, why they got into that space and their hopes and futures. So, yeah, I'm really grateful for PCF, who have opened so many doors for me and have allowed me to play a role in sharing so many wonderful stories.
Thank you, Sana. So the internship program, so it's a partnership with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade and developing programs that benefit the Pacific region. Can you tell us what countries are they? What's the Pacific countries? Because I know that when I came over for that day, there were lots of countries there. There was from Samoa, Tonga,
So with the cohort that we had just last year, the interns were from Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, Samoa, Tonga, Kiribati, and Timor-Leste.
And we also had Tuvalu.
Tuvalu. And normally the internships are open to members of the Pacific Islands Forum, plus Timor-Leste.
And do you see a difference between the students coming from the Pacific nations in, compared to the Pacific students here in Aotearoa? Is there a difference in terms of,
Absolutely. There is a difference. You know, I mean, you know, students here are exposed to, you know, they have a different learning environment right from an early stage, you know, of their education. Whereas the ones that come from the region, it actually depends, you know, where they started their learning, whether it's primary or secondary. You know, there are challenges, you know, even right now that young children and youths are facing with the education system. So, but we can see that, you know, with the opportunity that has opened up for them here, that they have grown and they have developed as well professionally. And I believe this is something that we all appreciate, as well as the students and the interns.
So part of the scholarship, do you, how long is the scholarship? Do they, you provide accommodation for them? What does it look like into how you care for the interns?
Yeah, so in terms of the scholarship, normally it covers, you know, accommodation and tuition fees, you know, insurance, air fees, for the students. So it depends, you know, it can be 3 years, it could be four years, depending on the program, that they have been offered.
And on the phone, we've got Luna Rosa Lomitusi Ape, and she's one of the interns. Luna, I understand, is from Samoa. So, talofa, Luna, and welcome to Well With Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. Talofa lava. My name is Luna Rosa Lomitusi. I'm from Samoa. I am studying a Bachelor of Engineering Technology, majoring in electrical at AUT, Auckland University of Technology. I'm in my third year.
Well, welcome to World with Anahila. What villages are you from in Samoa?
The villages I'm currently staying at right now is the village of Susenga, which is the village my mum grew up in.
Mm.
But my father is from Fastolta and my mother is from Manasi and Sasinga Savai.
Okay, oh, thank you for sharing. That's really important that people know where you're from and your village tells us who you are. Okay, so how did you find out about the PCF Foundation and the scholarship?
So I found out about PCF internships via my scholarship officer who referred it to me and a few of my friends at school last year around August.
Mm,
George Kamani.
Mm.
Mm. And he really urged us to apply because we all kind of were staying over to New Zealand because of COVID restrictions. We weren't allowed to go back home. So he was like, oh, if you have nothing to do during the holidays, you guys might as well apply for an internship. And we're like, oh, okay, let's go for it, you know. If we get it, we get it. If we don't get it, then we don't get it.
Yeah, so that's tell us about the process.
The process
of applying for the internship, yeah.
First of all, we had to do an application form, like all things we need to apply by application form. And so that's when we got our CVs. You know, as university students from the island, you know, it's just a paper with your name and your high school, and that's it. Work experience, washing dishes. But, yes, it was that, and then we submitted it in, and then we all were eagerly waiting whether we were going to get interviews or not, and I think that took a few weeks.
Mm.
Once we were told we got the interviews, we were like, oh, yay, we made it to the interview level. And I got together with one of my friends, and we practiced interviewing, like interview questions. We asked our scholarship officer what kind of questions would they ask, and he gave us like a brief on what type of questions, such as first introduce yourself, second those scenario questions, why do you think you deserve this internship. Yeah,
so how was the interview? Obviously you got the scholarship, but I'm just getting to the point where you can talk about how was the interview. If people are listening to the program, they'll be able to know what the experience is like. Yeah, how was the interview?
The interview was very nice. When you think about interview, you get really stressed and nervous, and the interview panel was very nice. They were like, no, it's okay, be calm, be yourself. Like, don't stress, it's just us. We're just trying to get to know you better.
And I've got Linda and Susanna here. How have you found the support provided to you? How have you found them?
I found them very welcoming. Like, when there's a problem, you can tell them, and then they'll try their best to help you. Like, if you get stuck or if you don't understand something, they try and break it down the most simplest as possible. And they're very supportive, as in very cheerful. They're never really like, oh, I don't like my job. They really enjoy what they do.
Oh, that's good. That's good and inviting for future interns to know that they are well supported by the people at PCF. So you were studying a Bachelor of Engineering. Okay, tell us, why engineering?
In the field of engineering, apparently there's only around 20% of the engineering field of female.
Mm, mm.
So female engineers are very high in demand.
Mm.
Not only that, especially in the electrical field. In my class, there's like about 50 kids and only 4 of us are girls.
Mm, mm.
So you can see what I mean there. Also, engineering, electrical specifically, is because my grandfather, he too was an electrical engineer. And so my mom is an electrical engineer, and it's become quite a big part of my life, just electrical engineering in general. Not only that, back home in my home country in Samoa, we need more help in that sort of field because there's a very limited number of people that can do very specific jobs involving engineering. And, you know, Samoa is a third world country. We need help in development. So the more help we can get, the more faster we can, you know, develop everyone, and everyone will be able to access equal rights and needs that people here in New Zealand also have access to, like unlimited Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
We still have to pay data for over there.
So what are your plans after you, I understand you have an internship with McMahon Electrical Engineering. What are your plans after that?
My plans after my internship was mainly just to focus on finishing my bachelor degree at AUT. Yeah, because they say, yeah, sure, you got 3 years, but finishing it is a big feat itself. It's like sticking with it. And hopefully, with the grace of the Father, I can go back at the end of the year back to my home country if COVID, you know, settles down a bit. And I could work in Samoa and put in my experience and knowledge into helping develop the country a bit more.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Maybe even hopefully start my own business, but, you know, we'll never know.
Well, thank you for sharing your story with us. Like I said before, we've got Linda here and Susanna, and maybe they'd like to ask a question or contribute to the Talanoa.
I think, you know, I'd like to say, you know, we really appreciated, you know, you being part of the internship, Luna, and, you know, just getting your, you know, hearing from you, your personal experience about the program, you know, also encourages us to keep, you know, supporting our students from the Pacific, you know, in getting to experience work here in New Zealand in the future. So, yeah, keep up the good work, Luna.
Yeah, definitely. You know, in light of International Women's Day, which was held on Monday, you know, Luna is a shining example of someone who's overcoming challenges, and it aligns well with this year's International Women's Day theme, choosing to challenge. So, Luna, I guess my question to you is, what were some of the challenges that you had during your internship, and how did you overcome them?
One of the challenges would be a huge age gap. Like everything else, there were smaller challenges, but with time they got better. But I guess the huge age gap was everyone in my office was quite, how would you say it?
Wiser?
Very experienced.
Yes.
Very wise.
Yeah.
The age gap. So there were things that I knew that I was into that I could not relate towards the other engineers when it came to socializing.
Okay.
Or like just getting to bond with the team, because, you know, in order for the team to work, you gotta put in some effort to get to know each other so that we could work better together. And I had to do a lot of projects, like group and team projects, so I had to kind of find a certain wavelength that I could match with these experienced engineers so that I could comfortably go around them to ask questions. And find a certain way of how to interact with them that wouldn't insult them or in any way, or like to keep the peace. You know, because I was this little young kid and everyone's been there for so long and they're just like, oh, who's this?
I'm pretty sure you're going to leave a good impression on them. Yeah. Luna, we're almost running out of time, but it is, the program is about well with Anahilo, and I usually ask at the end, how do people keep well? How do you keep well?
How do I keep well? I usually say plenty of sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
You know, people, you know, neglect the fault. They always think that, hey, you know, I can sleep when I'm dead. No, sleep is important.
Don't neglect
the sleep.
Very, very good. That's very good to note that sleep is important. I'll just ask Linda and Susanna, how do they keep well? Linda, how do you keep well? Do you sleep?
I guess less with that one.
Yeah,
but I try to balance things, especially with my spiritual well-being.
Yeah.
I do try to listen to things online, especially spiritual things that inspire me, you know. After a long day, or you know, especially during lockdowns, and apart from that, I like walking.
Yeah.
Although you know, I'm not really keeping up with what I would like to do, but in terms of walking, but I do try my best to do that.
It's okay. Yeah, Sana.
Well, I'm almost like approaching my 30s, so I've made like a conscious decision to have a holistic approach to my health.
Oh, yes.
So I aim to go to the gym every day after work. Okay. I'm still a work in progress. I enjoy the spin class, the treadmill, the weights. In terms of my mental health, I like to read, to be still, to be present in the moment, also reconnect with my friends and family. But in saying that, it's good to, have a bit of fun, have a bit of heavy food. Really enjoy my dad's cooking. My mom here can attest to that.
Yeah, we all like his cooking. Yeah. Well, thank you, Sana. Thank you for that. And Luna, what do you miss about Samoa? You've been here for a while now, and what do you miss about home?
I miss the colors.
You miss the what?
I miss the colors the most. Like, yeah, of course I can say family, but everyone's going to say they miss their family, right?
Yeah.
So a non-family, non-mushy feature of Samoa that I miss would be the colors of the flowers and the colors of the bushes. When you drive past, it's all like red, pink, yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Well, it's over here, everything is green.
That's why we New Zealanders, Samoa New Zealanders, they wear a plastic flower in their ear. Hey, we can relate to that because of what you missed about Samoa. Hey, thank you very much, Luna, for spending time with us. I think I like what you do for well-being. I like sleeping. I really like sleeping. I know that I'm like Sana, I've got great plans in the gym as well. But I also download an audio, may not be spiritual listening. I do downloading when I'm in the car. I listen to it as well. But thank you, ladies, for joining over with me today. Would anyone, have you missed anything you want to share with our Talanoa today? It's half an hour and we've got 2 minutes left. Has anyone got any last words they want to share?
I guess it's just basically thanking you, for this opportunity to have this conversation with you and to share, the experience with the work that we do with the internship. We really appreciate that. So, malo au pito.
Thank you. And thank you to you, Luna. Thank you for joining us here today. We can come back another time and have a conversation if you guys want to come back and bring another intern to talk about whatever's happening out there. Really, because New Zealand plays an important role in supporting the Pacific, the Pacific region, and it's good to let New Zealanders know what some of the things that we are helping the Pacific with and for the wiser community, experienced community. Do remember there's an age gap when the interns come around and it would be great to have that in mind and support them in their journey. Thank you everyone for joining us today. How do you say goodbye in the Solomon? Linda?
Oh, we just say bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, bye-bye. Yeah, in the Solomons. There's how many languages in the Solomons?
Ooh, many.
Lots, eh? Yeah. So, Sana, how would you like to say goodbye in Niue and Tongan, Samoan, Māori, Te Reo?
Ka
Well, I'll pick the Psalm 1 farewell. So, to fast before.
And Luna?
Adios.
That was Adios. Well with Anahila today, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. Ka kite anō.
Can make radio with funding support through New Zealand On Air. Complete the application on planetaudio.org.nz/make radio.